What is going on, this and those listeners? How is everybody doing today? I am starving, and that's not an understatement. I'm at the tail end of a 24-hour fast, and I'm fucking hungry, man. starving, you know? Really, really hungry. Think I'm going to break my fast with some Chipotle. A little bit of Chipotle. I might even be crazy and go mix beans. I don't know. But at the tail end of this bitch, and I can't wait to eat. I was doing very recently. I just started doing like the intermediate fast. I have a tough time saying that word clearly. You know, where you don't eat for 16 hours and you eat for whatever. 8? Is that the math? Well, you know what I mean. I've been doing that. 16-8. I kind of just started this week. And then yesterday, after my workout, finished up about 2:30-ish. So, then I ate, you know, and then I was good all night. And then I went to bed. This is the fucking most boring podcast ever. I ate, then I went to bed. No, but, so ate after my workout, then Jen and I went and visited her sister 'cause they got a new little baby. So went over there, hung out for a little bit. And then by the time we got home, it was like 8 o'clock, and I'm like, you know, if I eat now, I'm going to feel crappy in the morning. I already knew that. So instead, I'm like, all right, I'll just go to bed. Woke up this morning ready to pound food. And I was just like, you know, I think I'm good. I don't think I need to eat. And if I can make it until I get home from work, you know, I'll do a podcast. I'll do a little workout. I think I'm going to eat, then do a workout. 'Cause, I underestimated. I vastly underestimated, how hungry I was going to be. You know, I was going to go a little over the 24-hour mark, but I don't think I'm gonna anymore. So, yeah, dude, that's where I'm at. Went to a skate park, by the way. It's been so nice. Went to a skate park, found out that my trucks were a little too loose, you know. So also I've been doing core workouts because I realized that my balance is not what it used to be. And it's because I'm a fat fuck. So I've been doing some core workouts because your boy wants to skate. You know, I'm serious about this skateboard lifestyle. And if I'm going to be riding on these four wheels, I need my balance to be at an all-time high, especially you turn 30, shit hurts a lot worse and a lot easier than it did. You know, before you fall down, you pop back up like nothing. Now, I fall down, I'm hurting for a while. My shoulder still hurts from the first time I fell on my skateboard. Am I convinced that I tore my rotator cuff? Yeah. Am I convinced that, actually, am I convinced that I have 2 torn rotator cuffs? 100%. I'm one of those dudes, if I sleep on my back, here's the issue. If I sleep on my back, I have sleep paralysis. Okay? I found that out, that if I'm on my back, when I fall asleep, that the Grim Reaper is going to visit me during my sweet, sweet dreams and try to kill me. So I can't sleep on my back. And I like the idea of sleeping on my stomach, but it's just because I'm fat, it's uncomfortable. Used to be able to sleep on my stomach, no problem. But now it hurts because it's hard to breathe because I'm fat. Okay? So I sleep on my side. But again, I'm fat. Remember that. I'm fat. So if I lay on my side, there's a lot of fucking weight on these shoulders. Luckily, you know, luckily daddy works out, so these big shoulders can handle it. But they can't handle it anymore. And I'm always like, I need an arm up. I'm a very picky sleeper. I'm a heavy sleeper, but I'm a picky sleeper. Takes me a lot to get comfortable. You know, I'll toss and turn. I'm like one of those, you know how a dog, like when it gets on a blanket or something, it like scratches around till it gets like the very perfect spot. That's me when I sleep. I need to find the perfect position, and then I'll conk right out to sleep time, and I'll be a happy camper. I have sleep apnea, so the people around me aren't happy campers when I'm a happy camper, but which could also be, you know, why I'm fat. I've been going down the rabbit hole of sleep apnea, and I do think I need to get it checked out because it's adding to my anxiety. You know, they're like, dude, your fucking heart can stop. And I'm just like, fuck, I'm Operation Go Hard, you know, so all gas, no brakes over here. But, yeah, I think I should get a sleep study done is the moral of this story. Cause sleeping on my side is starting to hurt my shoulders. And I think from the years of sleeping on my side and always having a shoulder arm up, I think I fucked up my right shoulder that way. It's either that or like, you know, the years of lifting weights and just always going heavy. You know, like when you're 18, I'd say 18 through 22, it was operation lift as much weight as you can, as many times as you can. There was 4 years where I was just throwing weight around. Actually, who am I kidding? It's way more than 4 years. Probably, actually, until I met Jenna and I like, instead of like the gym being my life, it was like, oh, I have a serious relationship, you know? So that was fucking 7 years ago. So I guess I was close. 23, 24 ish. But that, I mean, all throughout high school, it was like football, lift weights, and party. That's not good for your body. So you turn 30, you go to the gym and you try throwing around some weights because you're like, oh, I remember I used to do X weight. Let me take a couple pounds off to get back into it. And, you know, sometimes you fa-chunk. You do like the, you go to shoulder press and your body does the Netflix intro where, da-dong, you know, you press up and you feel the da-dong fa-chunk. And your body starts fa-chunking. And that's where I'm at, okay? Body doesn't feel good. Body feels heavy. Been doing ab workouts because I'm like Operation Skateboard right now. And yeah, dude, haven't done ab workouts in so long. They hurt so bad. They don't hurt while you're doing it. I did a pretty, what used to be for me, like a pretty light ab workout. Like I would finish my, you know, whatever body part, and then I would just throw abs in for bullshit. Because I was like, I probably should do these. I don't want to, but I have to. Did the same thing, you know, got my, I did shoulders, and then I was like, you know what, I'm going to throw some abs in here. That was 2 days ago, and I sneezed today. It hurt so bad. My body hurts so bad when I sneeze because of my core muscles. And that is a sign that my core is weak as shit. My body is falling apart, and I'm trying to put it back together. You feel me? Also, haven't really drank in a long time. That, I mean, that's probably going to end. It's for sure going to end next weekend at Vern's St. Patrick's Day party. But I don't know if it's going to end before that or not. I thought about it yesterday. Didn't. Was proud of myself. You know, I was like, when we get home, I'm going to have a couple beers. And I said, you know, if it's too late to eat, it's too late to drink. So this is a true fast that I've been doing the past day. And I felt great up until about an hour ago, where I kind of, not to sound like a bitch, but got a little, not nauseous, but like, I don't really know how to explain it. Like, I got a little, like, sweaty. And it's like a weird sweaty, where I'm not really doing anything. My whole body is just like, something's going on here, and I don't think my body knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
That's for my body. Where I'm just like, oh, I'm a little, like, my palms are a little sweaty. My head's a little sweaty, and I'm just like, I'm not really doing anything to warrant whatever's happening in my body. So I don't know what that's about. That could just be something that happens. I'm sure, like, my blood sugar is probably pretty low right now. I don't think I'm diabetic, but maybe I am, and that's why I feel a little woozy. But after this podcast, when I get, actually, dude, we should order Chipotle on the podcast, because then I think I will feel, oh man, dude, you open up the app and it's like Panera, that sounds delicious. Burger King sounds fucking amazing. And I just gotta go to Chipotle, cause like, and I was going to do a burrito bowl, be healthy, but I think Papa's doing a burrito today. Steak or chicken? I think I'm going to go half and half. Half steak, half chicken. I think that's how we're doing this one. We're going to go white rice. I'm going black beans. I was going to go mixed beans, but oh, you can only pick one on Uber Eats. That's just kind of fucking stupid. I'm going to go with the tomato salsa, even though it's kind of weak. Yeah, I know. I'm going to go tomato salsa, lettuce. As much as I want sour cream and cheese, I'm not going to do it. Maybe I'll do one. No, I won't. I'll keep it simple. Keep it simple, you know? Fucking don't want to throw all this shit in my body after I didn't eat for a long time. And then I will have diarrhea. I don't even need the soundboard. I'll just do it myself. But it is much better. Diarrhea. Doo-doo. You know? Oh, man. Chipotle.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Steve Austin. Dude, I could honestly, I used to think pizza was my go-to food. I think it's Chipotle. I think it's Mexican food. Even though, like, when it all boils down, this might sound stupid, but, like, Mexican food is the same stuff packaged different. You get tacos, they're just different packaged burritos. You get tostada? Tostada, is that right? What I'm really talking about is the thing where it's the shell is the bowl. I think that's hella cool when you can eat the bowl, dude. When you can eat the bowl for a food, I think that's hella cool, dude. A bread bowl, you're like, guess what, baby? I'm not stopping after I eat this mac and cheese, because I'm going to eat the bowl too. That's how you know you're fat, when you're excited about eating the bowl. By the way, the commercials for Subway are out of control. We got Subway fairly recently, maybe like a week ago. I'm never excited about Subway, but it's always like, it's always okay, but I'm never excited about it. But these commercials for these new, there's like a cookie, there's a pretzel, and I think a churro. And they're like, you gotta get them. You gotta add them on. And it's like, the last thing you gotta do when you get a foot-long sub is add a foot-long cookie. No one's gotta do that. No one should do that. They're lying to you, actually. You know what you should wash down your foot-long sandwich with? A foot-long churro. What the fuck? Dude, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was teaching us, convincing us that eating a foot-long sandwich was normal. Every time, dude, every time I get a foot-long sandwich, I'm like, I'm going to eat half of it and I'm going to put the other half away because I'm like, you know, I'm healthy. And then it comes and I eat that 6 inches. Pause. I eat that sandwich and I'm like, you know what? I'm hungrier than that. I'm going to have the other half. No one needs a foot of anything. You don't need to eat a foot long anything. And they're trying to tell you you need a foot long sandwich and a foot long cookie. This is the same place that Jared, before he was touching little boys' dicks, he was losing weight eating it. And now they're telling you, you gotta have a foot long pretzel to go with your foot long sandwich. This is why America is so fat. This is why we're fat, dude. They're tricking us. They're just tricking us. A foot long sandwich? Think about that. 12 inches? You don't need to eat 12 inches of nothing. And they're trying to bump you up to 24 inches. I remember there was like some story where there was like a guy and he's like, I measured my foot long sandwich and it was only 10 inches. It's like, okay, yeah, they lied to you, but also who cares, dude? You're fine. You're still good. Subway kind of sucks, to be honest. It's way shitty. You can get sandwiches. There's so many better places to get sandwiches. Fuck Jimmy John's, because that dude trophy hunts, and I'm not down with that. You know, like, the Jimmy John's dude, he's like this fat piece of crap. Like, he looks like me, but I'm not posing in front of like a dead rhino or like a dead giraffe with its neck hanging around me like a scarf. You know, I'm not doing that. At least I'm kind of a good person. You know, I'm not out saving babies, but like, I'm also not just shooting animals for the fun of it. You can't eat giraffe meat, can you? Somebody probably does. What if giraffe is delicious? What we should do is just like pick the animals we are going to decide as the human race eats and just leave the other ones alone. Like bats, hashtag COVID. What are you doing eating a bat? Like, there's no way it tastes that good. Look, and if it's like a place where you're like, there's no money and all you have is bats, then I get it. But for like honkies to like go over there to wherever they serve that shit and be like, and I'll have the bat, please. You're fucking gross. Like, people that eat squirrels and shit, just because they're good eating. Like, don't fucking do that. A turtle? Don't people eat, like, turtle soup? Turtles are so cute. You're a monster. I used to love gyros until I realized that it was lamb meat. Now, I can't eat one and feel good about it. Look, dude, sometimes you're so hungover. I get it. Sometimes you're so hungover and, like, you need that gyro to bring you back to life. Once, twice a year, maybe. I don't know the last time I had a gyro. It's been over, well over a year. And it's because I can't eat them and feel good about it. Cows, I mean, dude, if I ever, like, booped a cow on the nose, you know what I mean? Like, boop, I wouldn't be eating that shit either. This is a podcast where I just turned vegetarian again, I guess. I'm not gonna, because fuck that, you know? But, like, we should be like, all right, we're not, all right, bats, no, we're not going to do that. Snakes, no. Crocodiles, no. Alligator, no. Fish, dude, we should fucking just take all the fish out. Let's get them all. They're delicious. They're delicious. However, I did see some video of salmon, like, under a microscope, and it was filled with little fucking worms. That made me kind of go, ew, I don't know about those. Even though it's, like, super good, I was like, I don't know. And I also don't know, like, do you only get worms if you eat that shit raw? Like, if you go and catch a salmon out of the river, like a grizzly bear, and you bite into it, like the mighty Kodiak, are you going to get worms? But if you do that same thing and then you cut it up all nice and then you throw it over a fire, does that cook the worms out? Because I don't fucks with the worms. You know, it's crazy because I'm like, yeah, I don't fuck with those, but I bet there's worms in all the shit we eat. You know, it's so gross. We eat such gross shit. Let's also decide as a culture, like the quote unquote delicacies, like snails and shit, like escargot. Oh, you're being fancy. Like, let's not do that. Let's just not do that. We could live good lives and not do that. There's a few things, balut eggs, is that another one? Where it's like the chickens, or the little baby chickens, like, dead in the egg. Like, we don't need to do that either. We don't need to eat dead fetuses. That's, don't need to do it. You just don't need to do it. You don't have to eat this gross shit. So let's not. Let's eat pigs. Let's not even eat pigs. I don't really even fucking eat pigs, dude. How about that? Because I read that they're sentient. This is the weirdest podcast I've ever had, by the way. I heard that pigs are sentient, which means, like, that they have emotions. So when they're going into the slaughterhouse, they're actually, like, terrified. That doesn't make me feel good about eating pork chops. Oh, I do want a little pig. One of the miniature pigs, and I'll name him Pork Chop. That's cute. But, and bacon is so fucking good that it's really hard not to eat it. But, like, I try to not eat it. If I have the option to, like, not the option. If I have the willpower that day, I feel good about passing on bacon. But if I don't have the willpower, I'm going to be real with y'all. I fucking love the taste of bacon. You throw bacon on a burger. Dude, and bacon goes with everything, too. Remember when it was like bacon everything? You know what bacon doesn't go with? Dude, Denny's one time was doing a bacon sundae. And I still remember this. We went to Denny's after like a basketball game or something. And this girl, Amber, got the bacon sundae, and we were like, what? Let me try that. And it was gross as fuck. Like, bacon and ice cream don't go together. You think maybe the sweet and the salty go together? They don't. Because one thing you don't want to eat is ice cold bacon. You want it to be nice and hot. You want it to go with some eggs. Eggs are fucking gross, but I try to eat them anyway. Eggs are gross, dude. And if I had a chicken and they were just plopping out eggs, yeah, dude, I would probably eat them. Because I know what I'd be, I know that I would be loving that chicken. I would love that chicken from a little baby to when it was old and then when it died. Also, are eggs like an old chicken? Does an old chicken give out less quality eggs than a prime chicken? Also, how old the chickens live. There's so much of this world that I don't even know about that I could just simply Google. I could simply Google, but I don't. And like in my head right now, I'm like, when this podcast is over, I'm going to go on a deep dive about chickens. Guess what? No, I'm not. I'm just telling myself that. There's so many times where I'm doing things and I'm like, oh, when this is over, I'm going to go search that. I'm going to go look that up. And I don't. Why don't I? I don't know, man. Oh, this is exciting. Not for you, but for me. I bought a frame to hang my David Njoku jersey. Jenna got me a signed David Njoku jersey because he's my favorite Browns player. And I got like a nice glass case frame to put it in. And I fucking did that shit and I'm so happy about it. Little things that I procrastinate on and then I do it and I'm like, oh, I'm so happy I did that. Why don't I do that more? Update on Call of Duty, because I know you guys have been, I know that's actually, you probably just tuned in to see how my Call of Duty game has been going. It's not going any better. I still haven't called Spectrum to get our internet boosted up, and I still have it on way too big of a TV. Our TV is big, motherfucker. And to play video games on a big TV, I get why they say they don't tell you to do that. They're like, this TV is not recommended for gaming. And it's because it's too big, dude. You have too much shit to look at. I'm running around and I'm like getting fucking blown up. I'm getting annihilated by guys. And I'm like, oh, he was right there. If I would have just looked to the other side of the TV. There's too much to look at, man. Way too much to look at. You need a small screen. You need a small screen to play video games. And that's the hill that I'm willing to die on. Well, certain games. If I'm playing my Nintendo Switch and I'm like, I want to bowl or I want to play tennis, the bigger the screen, the better. But if you're playing like a real, like a first person, I guess it's just first person shooters. Or any kind of like RPG game where you're online. You probably want a small TV. And, you know, I could easily unplug the PlayStation and put it in the room. But then, here's my issue with that. Because I also know you guys are probably thinking, well, why don't you just move the frickin' PlayStation, John? I'll tell you. Our internet is so bad that if I move the PlayStation to another room, right now I have the hard line. I have the PlayStation directly going into the fucking router. And the internet still sucks. Now imagine if I unplug it from that and move it to a completely other room. I'm screwed. I have no chance. I'll be glitching. There's nothing worse than when you are glitching in a video game. I mean, there's way worse shit, but like, video game wise, nothing worse. When you are shooting and your gun's not doing anything, or you go to reload and it's just choppy, it's like a chopped and screwed rap album. Oh man. Who thought of doing chopped and screwed, by the way? Because it's not good. Chopped and screwed music, I would much rather. Maybe you have to be drinking lean to appreciate chopped and screwed. So I wonder if other music would be good chopped and screwed, like Taylor Swift. Like if you put Taylor Swift, I don't know what her album is. I don't know any of her albums. But if you chopped and screwed it, and it was like, Romeo, save me. I don't know how the song goes, but you know what I mean. That might actually be kind of cool. And they slow it down too, so it'd be like, Romeo, save me. And then the DJ would come in and be like, damn, son, where'd you find this? And then the beat drops. And then it starts it over again, because that's how Chopped and Screwed works. And her 3-minute song becomes a 9-minute song, and you're like, why is this song so long? And then you listen to it, it's because it's in slow motion, it's chopped up. That might be kind of lit. I wonder if you could find Taylor Swift, Chopped and Screwed. And as I swish a house. That's my man, Paul Wall. Jenna tells me that I'm her Paul Wall, and I don't know how to think about it. I don't know if I should be hyped or not. We were listening to Mike Jones yesterday. It was actually Mike Jones, Paul Wall, and Sitting Sideways, Boys in the Day, Sitting Sideways. And Jenna was like, you're my Paul Wall. And I was like, I don't know if that's a compliment, but I'm going to take it as one. I'm just going to start taking shit as compliments. When people are like, dude, your podcast sucks, I'm going to be like, thank you. Thank you so much, because now I know that I need to be better. When people are like, dude, you're fat, I'm going to be like, my God, thank you for being honest with me. Thank you so much. I know I need to lose weight, so shame me. I need to be publicly shamed. Shame on me. Dude, if you guys are my friends, you need to text me and be like, dude, you need to lose some weight because we're worried about you. And I will be like, thank you, you know? John, we're worried about you. Your weight is out of control. And I'll go, wow, you really care about me. I appreciate that. And at work, when people are like, dude, you're lazy, I'm going to be like, you know what? I appreciate you. I won't be lazy. I will go do that thing that I said I was going to do. From now on, dude, everything's a compliment. Shame me. Nothing is going to bother me. Cut to 1 week from now when Vern and Davey text me how fat I am, and then I just go into a deep depression. And I'm like, that was so mean. I'm like crying to Jenna. I'm like, why did they call me fat? Stupid fat. I hate myself. I hate myself and my body, you know? And then I'm like, Jenna, screw this. I will eat 1,000 hot dogs in 1 week, finally answering the question, are hot dogs as healthy as they say? Or are they just okay for you? And that's how it's going to go, dude. I'm back working out and shit, trying to lose some weight, trying to get this stupid fat off of me. You know, I'm trying to trust the process, you know?
I can't stop eating.
I can't, dude. And, That is what it is, man. I'm just this doughy, fat, fucking piece of crap.
Sorry, Mama.
Sorry, Mama.
I'm a man.
A fat man, you know? I step on the scale.
I'm pissed now.
All right, dude. I gotta order Chipotle. Speaking of fat. Speaking of how fat I am, I'm gonna stuff my face with a fucking burrito. Until next time. Peace.